You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Right now, all over Michigan, high schools are putting on their fall theater productions. Taking part in a school play can help a kid discover something she never knew she had inside. Somebody who's shy somehow finds the key to shining on stage, and that's something that can change the course of a life. And that's what happened for Terry Hansen when she tried out for a play at Seaholm High School in Birmingham. Today, that girl who never saw music or theater in her future is starring in An American in Paris. The Tony-winning musical will be at the Detroit Opera House from November 28th through December 10th, and Terry Hansen is with us. Now, Terry, welcome to Stateside.
I'm delighted to be here, Cynthia. You certainly have done your research on me.
Well, and I can relate because I am the parent of someone who did theater all through high school and college. And I understand when you started at Seaholm, you didn't have dreams of Broadway or the stage. What did you think you wanted to do for a career?
Not at all. I grew up in Detroit, in a suburb of Detroit, watching Graham Kerr on television, and of course I wanted to be a chef. The Galloping Gourmet, and I was accepted into the American Culinary Institute in New York, and that was my dream. But I had two dear friends who may listen to the show, Jay McCafarsky and Diane Vopel, and I was a very shy band geek, math nerd. And we were in the car one day and singing along to the radio, and they said, you know, Terry, you've got a pretty good voice. You should audition for the musical. And that really changed the trajectory of my life, just getting a little encouragement from my friends, and it really transformed me. I mean, the power of music, and I had played the flute for years and been a marching band, but something about the art of song and also portraying another character really brought me out of my shell, and I've been doing it ever since.
And what was that first play?
Well, I actually did Hello, Dolly, which my dear friend Andy Einhorn is now conducting on Broadway with Bette Midler, of course. I was in the chorus, and then I went on to do Marion the Librarian in The Music Man, a role that I later did touring the United States not so long ago. You know, it launched me into some really wonderful repertoire right away.
And you won a scholarship to Central Michigan University?
I did. My wonderful high school choir teacher, I only took choir for a half a semester my senior year, Eugene Brandstrom. Many people know and remember him. He passed away a few years ago, but he had quite a legacy. And he encouraged me. My father had passed away, my father who played for the Detroit Lions, and he knew I was going to be paying for college on my own. And he said, Terry, I think you can get a scholarship. So I learned Voi che sapete from Le Nozze di Figaro, and the rest is history.
And what do you think you got, Terry, from your training at Central that helped you as you went on to build a professional career, especially considering the odds are so stacked against that actually happening?
To talk about my experience at Central Michigan, not only was it incredibly well-rounded because I started many of the straight theater plays, I sang with the jazz band, I was in the madrigals, the concert choir, so I had such an incredibly well-rounded experience, you know, studied German and Italian. It was a magical time for me, and not only academically, but the friends that I developed there are friends that I still have. And when I come back to Michigan with these Broadway tours or singing with the Detroit Symphony or the East Lansing Symphony or Grand Rapids Symphony or West Michigan Symphony, I am able to reconnect with those people. So Central Michigan gave me a wonderfully well-rounded experience. And really, as a performer, as you go out, as you said, it's so rare that people actually do have a successful lifelong career as a performer. You know, just having those life experiences really prepared me for the challenges that I would face in New York. I also performed a lot in Europe and toured with Marvin Hamlisch for years. So it just made me a well-rounded person.
So as you say, you've performed a lot in Michigan. You were at Camelot at the Fisher and Sound of Music, and here you are, you know, in East Lansing now, and then coming to the Detroit Opera House with An American in Paris. What kind of memories or thoughts hit you when you step out in front of a hometown crowd?
Oh, there's nothing like it. And I must say, though I grew up in Birmingham and my dad, you know, as I said, played for the Lions, the whole state of Michigan, I was Miss Isabella County. I mean, I traveled to every town. I crowned Miss Maple Syrup Festival and Shepherd. I went all over. Kehlani Ray Rafko, who, of course, was our one Miss Michigan who won the Miss America pageant, I crowned her at her local Heart of Michigan pageant. She crowned me as Miss Isabella County. So the whole state I feel very, very connected to. So the generosity, the warmth, the feeling that no matter where you're from, you belong here. And it's a great feeling to come home.
What's your favorite Gershwin number from An American in Paris? I mean, it's just such a hit parade of Gershwin gems.
Well, I mean, that's probably one of the most difficult questions to answer when you've got the American in Paris suite, the Man I Love. You've got It's Wonderful, But Not For Me. I mean, how do you choose one among those? If I'm forced to choose, because I'm such a sentimental sap, not to quote a Richard Rodgers song, but, you know, The Man I Love has got to be my favorite. It's an iconic song, as all of these songs are, and people will just be lifted up out of their seats, as they are every night in doing this show. It's just delicious. It's comfort music for the soul.
And do you see young people in those audiences, Terry? I'm interested in how you see these iconic numbers from the American songbook. How does that hit the young people who, you know, the music that they're tuning into is just a little bit different in a feel and an approach?
Sure. Well, it's not only that, but when you're doing live theater and you're competing for audience members, I have to say Broadway has had such a resurgence over the last 15 years. Rosie O'Donnell did a lot to promote Broadway on her show, and more people are not only coming to New York, but coming to these Broadway tours. Of course, you can't help but mention Lin-Manuel Miranda and, you know, Hamilton setting the course for a whole new 21st century era of American musical theater involving rap. But all of that stemmed from the classic musical theater, Rodgers and Hammerstein, Kern, Lerner and Lowe, and, of course, George and Ira Gershwin. These songs, even for the youngest of young teenagers who come and see the show and are awestruck, we had somebody write that they grew up in Michigan, and when they were 11 years old, they went and saw a musical, and it completely changed their life. And they said, you know, welcome to Michigan. Don't forget that somewhere out there, there's an 11-year-old boy who was me 30 years ago, sitting in the audience ready for his life to be changed, not knowing how your life is going to be changed, experiencing not only this show, this Tony Award-winning show, but any live theater, a symphony orchestra concert. When you go to live theater, when you experience the American musical theater, the great American songbook, as you said, which includes so many, you know, Cole Porter and all of these wonderful, fantastic writers, lyricists, composers, it is life-changing, if not forever, for those two precious hours that you are experiencing live theater.
And I think just a good postscript to parents whose high schoolers say, I want to do a play, go ahead. Don't say no. They'll find a way to do their homework, and they'll also be able to get that experience of stepping out on a stage.
Absolutely. And music, theater, the arts are transformative. They influence every aspect of your life. And, you know, analogous to that is sports. When you're actively doing something that takes your focus, your mind away from the challenges of the world, when you put down your iPhone, when you put down your remote control, and you get out and you experience art, even going to a museum, experiencing art does change your point of view about the world. And that's something we can all use.
Michigander Terry Hansen plays Madame, is it Madame or Madame Borel?
Well, bien sûr, Madame Borel.
Yeah, well, there you've got it down. In the production of An American in Paris at the Detroit Opera House from November 28th to December 10th. Terry, thank you for spending time with us.
I'm still smitten with a mitten. Always will be. Delighted to speak with you, Cynthia.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.